Do you read a crowd when you play? Do you think, if you put something on and it's like, oh God, that's totally died, do you change or do you just play what you want? Est-ce qu'il lit un full? Quand il mettait un son et puis il dit, putain, mais ça marche pas du tout, est-ce qu'il change ou est-ce qu'il continue ce qu'il veut?
I read a crowd to an extent. You know, some places I'll go are into funk. They've come from a hip hop background, but they don't want soul. And I'll put a couple of soul records on and watch the floor go, ooh, I did Budapest recently and put on me two most expensive records. And it was like, I'm like, oh, fuck. And just went back to the funk. I'll go to some places in Japan and put the funk on, whoop, oh, you better play the soul, boom. Okay. So I'll read it to that extent, but there's no way I'll, you know, if people book me now, they know what they're going to fucking get. So I wouldn't read it to the extent of, oh my God, they want house, I better play some house. You know, I'll play funk and soul, and that's it. And if some fucker comes wanting anything else, or the crowd don't respond, they're like, well, wrong fucking club, and why did they book me here, Ken? So I'll read it to an extent, and try and keep the crowd happy. And nowadays, generally, you know, the last 5 or 6 years, everyone that's comes wanted funk or soul. So that's all you know. Right. I love it when I get people that want both, because I like playing, you know, funk and soul, okay? But sometimes I have to, like, oh, fuck, I can't play soul tonight, or oh, fuck, I can't play much funk tonight, and that's about it.
En fait, il dit, je lis jusqu'à un certain niveau, oui, c'est vrai que récemment, j'ai joué à Budapest, et oui, j'ai mis du soul, et ça c'était mort. Il fallait remettre du funk, c'est pareil au Japon, j'ai mis du funk, ça c'était mort, j'ai dû mettre du soul. Mais il balance entre les deux gens, il va jamais lire un full jusqu'à mettre de la house, par exemple. Et il dit que je suis assez connu maintenant, que les gens qui me bookent pour venir, ils me connaissent, et que si la foule meurt, après ça, c'est de venir me voir, quoi. Ça veut dire, à partir du moment où les gens me connaissent, ça devrait marcher plus ou moins. Mais quand même, il lit, mais jusqu'à un niveau, il va pas non plus mettre tout ce que les gens veulent, qu'ils viennent le voir, ils disent, je vais changer ça. Non, il est quand même expert dans son domaine. Donc il va lire, mais pas à la folie, quoi. What's the best crowd you've ever had as a DJ? C'est quoi les meilleurs fous, les meilleurs spectateurs pour le set dans tous les pays, in all the countries you've been to?
Japan. Guaranteed, aye. Not because they're so excited, or I don't know, they're so into it and they're knowledgeable, and you'll get young teenage girls coming up and saying, oh, can you play Carlene and the Groovers? And like, fuck, you know, how the fuck do you know that record? There's only 4 copies. Oh, I downloaded it from a website. And you're like, Jesus Christ, these fuckers know their music and all that. But they're just so into it in that they follow it and they know everything. And then when I do actually play a new discovery in Japan, that's the one place that goes wild. It's like first time out, blah blah, like, fucking hell, a new record, we don't know, hooray. And they're gagging to hear new discoveries, and I like that.
Yeah.
You know,
how long have you spent in Japan? How many years in Japan?
Oh no, I lived there for 6 months, and then immigration kicked me out, but I've been back maybe twice a year ever since. That was 1989. I got kicked out, so I've been back. I was just there a couple of weeks ago, and it's just wonderful, Ken. I love it. And they always, when I'm DJing, like, you'll get a gaggle of fucking the older guys, the collectors, coming up with a wee box of records for me. Oh, I keep saying, those are your records. No, I'm like, oh, here you go, here's some tunes you might like. How much is that? No. We love to hear you play them. Take them. I'm like, all right then. And they're handing me, like, Josh was out, Shadow was out maybe a while ago. They handed him an unreleased funk acetate, which is the only copy in the world. Handed to him because they want to hear it played. They're that keen. They're not greedy. And I'm a collector and it's mine. It's like, well, I've got it and I can play it at home, or I can give it to this DJ and it can be played all around the world. So I'll give it to the DJ. And that's beautiful, I think. So, Japan.
En fait, les meilleurs foules pour lui, c'est le Japon. Il dit qu'ils sont complètement connaisseurs du funk là-bas, et qu'il y a même des petites minettes adolescentes qui viennent. Ah oui, Carlene and the Groove, comment est-ce qu'elle connaît ça? Il n'existe que 4 copies au monde. Ils sont vraiment connaisseurs. Et que dès qu'il met un nouveau truc, ça explose la foule. Et qu'en fait, ce n'est pas des gens du tout avares de leur collection. Il y a des mecs qui viennent le voir, des petits mecs qui viennent avec une collection, qui lui donnent des disques, des 45 tours. Ils disent, oui, mais ça, combien vous voulez pour ça? Non, je ne veux pas d'argent. Ils donnent leur collection au DJ. Récemment, DJ Shadow était là. Un mec lui a donné un acetate, donc c'est un original 1 au monde, qui n'est jamais sorti. Il lui a donné à DJ Shadow parce qu'il veut que ça soit joué. Un mec, il n'a pas demandé qu'il soit rendu les disques. En fait, qui dit, le Japon, c'est vraiment des gens qui sont enthousiastes. Ils sont super connaisseurs du funk. Ils connaissent tout, et que ça explose chaque fois avec une nouveauté. Et pas du tout, j'ai gardé mes trucs pour moi. Ils veulent partager. Ils veulent vraiment que ça continue, le mouvement de funk. Donc, en fait, il adore le Japon. Il était là 6 mois en 89, il a dû partir à cause de l'immigration, mais depuis 89, il est retourné 2 fois par an depuis, donc il connaît très très bien là-bas. Donc en fait, le meilleur foule pour lui, c'est le Japon. Have you been to France a lot? What do you think of the French crowd? Est-ce que tu es venu souvent en France? Qu'est-ce que tu en penses?
It's getting better from the first time I came, I know that. Okay, and first time I came, I was, ooh, this is weird, okay, and I can't mind all the requests I got. I was like, what, Madonna, are you serious, like, and all that stuff. But no, much better in the last couple of years and all that. It seems to have caught up. And I know it sounds rude-like, okay, but it seems to catch up. But the whole world's catching up. The worst crowd in the world have always been the Americans, okay? Really, it's the worst club scene in the world, worst crowd in the world. It's all glamour. Oh, my God, look who's here. And music's secondary. Oh, yeah. Changing now, though. I did the Miami Winter Conference last time, and it was fucking like
the, sorry.
The Winter Conference. It's a big music thing. All the DJs for all the world come round. There's 100 club nights on each night. It runs for a week and all that, blah, 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 blah. And it was, I've done it a few times, but this time it was like every cunt was fighting to get into the funk room. And I was like, oh, bloody hell. And fucking Jennifer Lopez came up, and this girl that looked like her was dancing away, and she came up and I played a record. And she came up, what the fuck was that? And showed her the record and went away. She looks dead like Jennifer Lopez. That is Jennifer Lopez. She's got a bit of taste in, because she did ask about a nice record. I was like, I thought she was a fucking idiot, but she had a bit of taste. But aye, it was, but it was like, really, I could feel it this time. It was like, fuck the house nights, we're sick of that. And the Americans were like, yeah, this is exciting and real and it's fun. And they were dancing and sweating. Normally they don't. Normally it's like, hey, hi, I look with you. But this time they were sweating like fuck, dancing away, bouncing off chairs, spinning about. And I was like, hey, it's changed. And I've got a, off the back of that, I'm going off in 3 weeks. I do a tour of America. I'm doing fucking weird places like Nashville and fucking Memphis and Orlando. I know, fair enough. And that, but it's the first time America's given me a full tour. I've been to New York and I've been to Chicago, but this time it's like, woomph, right, you're doing 2 weeks and you've got 11 nights DJ. I'm like, fucking hell, Liv twigged it. Dan, Tasty Management, it's not him that's organising it, it's a guy that was at the night in Miami from Atlanta. He's going to be playing in Atlanta. He was at the night and he was like, fucking hell, what the fuck is this? You know, we ain't never heard this shit. Can you give me your details? I've got to go to tour, I've got to push this stuff. And it was great because he's done it. And his mates or whoever he's pushed me with in all the cities have all said, yeah, yeah, shit, yeah, I remember that night, we're having him. So it's, hey, the Yanks are changing. So France has been all right. The Americans have been the worst. Everywhere's getting better.
En fait, il dit que la France, bon, en fait, c'était il y a deux ans, c'était un peu bizarre parce que les gens venaient nous voir, genre, tu peux mettre Madonna et c'est là, mais non, c'est. Moi, je ne mettrais pas Madonna, non. Donc, en fait, il dit que. Mais tout le monde, ça s'améliore. Il dit, en fait, l'anecdote, c'est les pires bizarres, mais les pires foules, c'était les États-Unis, en fait. Les gens, ils avaient plus à foutre de qui était là, comment ils étaient habillés, ils transpiraient pas, ils ne voulaient pas danser. Donc, en fait, mais. Il y a deux ans qu'on est allé à Miami Winter Festival, Winter Conference, un énorme truc avec 100 soirées tous les soirs. En fait, ça a explosé sa soirée là-bas. Il a fait danser même Jennifer Lopez, une fille qui pensait qu'elle ressemblait à Jennifer Lopez sur la piste et tout. Et puis après, elle est venue demander pour un disque et il a dit à son pote, elle ressemble à Jennifer Lopez. Le mec, il dit, c'est Jennifer Lopez. Et il dit, ça m'a étonné parce que je pense qu'elle était une pétasse sans cerveau, mais bon, elle connaissait mon disque, elle aimait bien, donc en fait, il ne faut pas juger trop les gens. Et en fait, il a dit, grâce à cette soirée-là, maintenant, il est en tournée, et la première fois, il est en vraie tournée aux États-Unis. Un mec qui était là ce soir-là, qui lui a demandé ses détails et tout, qui fait la promotion. Il a une vraie tournée aux États-Unis pour 3 semaines où il va aller dans les bleds, super visage, en Nashville, sur les trucs country and western, mais il s'en fout, il a une tournée, il va faire. Il y a apparemment un grand scène black à Nashville. Entre le country western et le line dancing, il y a apparemment une scène funk. Yeah. Et puis voilà, donc il est super content. Il a dit ça change partout. Il dit, les États-Unis, c'était les pires. Mais ça change partout. Il a l'impression que le funk, ça prend de l'ampleur encore et que ça change. I think you've always, I mean, I don't know, but I mean, what I've read about you, you've always said, like, money's not the most important thing, blah, 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 that, you know, that the love of the music and everything. But you must admit, you must have made a lot of money, or maybe, quite a bit of money. And, I mean, would you consider that you're a very well-paid DJ, that you've got a bit of cash behind you, that you've got a good standard of living? Je parle de l'argent parce qu'il a dit, je dis oui, c'est pas pour l'argent, c'est pour l'amour de la musique. Je demande, est-ce qu'il a un bon niveau de vie? Comment il a dû faire pas mal de thunes avec le DJ? Est-ce qu'il est bien payé maintenant?
I used to work as a fucking butcher. I used to get up at 4 a.m. and go and work till 6 p.m. and come home stinking of fucking fat and get £140 a week. And you're asking me if you think I'm lucky?
En fait, il disait, j'étais un boucher avant, je me levais à 4h du matin, je rentrais à 6h le soir, puant du gras et du sang. Et tu me demandes si je suis content que je gagne bien ma vie. Ben oui, maintenant. But I mean, from your, are you, I mean, you know what, I mean, I'm coming back to like techno DJs, for example, they get like 15,000 euros a night, 20,000 euros a night. Do you think it's totally out of order, out of proportion? Je parle des DJ techno qui sont payés 20 000 euros la nuit et 30 000 euros la nuit. Est-ce que tu penses que c'est hors norme, que c'est ridicule? Il dit oui.
Okay, that's like from that superstar DJ thing, you know, and they're just shite. Most of them are absolute shite, and it's a marketing machine, you know. The world's been dominated by marketing for 20 years, and they'll build up this great big name, and everyone will go and see him, and he'll play the biggest pile of shite. There'll be some young local boy down the road playing a much better set, but nobody will go and see him. Just, it's all marketing shite, you know. And, no, I think it's all wrong. And then, you know, no, I'm happy with what the fuck I'm getting. That'll do me, again. That's, I don't deserve any more than that. I just fucking play nice records and that's it, again. Well, nice if I get more, like, I can buy more records, like, but I'm not going to fucking moan, you know. I know Kenny gets big wads and all that, yeah. But he stands there bored shitless playing house sets. Fucking put that on, put that on, put that on, Kenny. He comes to JoJo's and he does a funk set. I don't pay him a fucking penny and he's all excited and all the place, Ken. And I think, yeah, we did a thing in Canada. Well, we didn't actually do it together. I did one night, and he was just up the road at some big housey club, and they wanted to play a house set. And he kept out of mine after. You're so fucking lucky, Kev. You're so fucking lucky. You get to play what you want to people that like what you fucking like. They like good music. I got to play shit to a shower of fucking wankers. I'm like, Kenny, you get fucking $10,000. I get $1,000. Yeah, but fuck that. You're happy. Oh, fuck that. Fuck the money. I'm like, okay, then. Fair enough. Why'd you keep doing it? So... You know,
en fait, il dit que oui, il trouve ça absolument effarant que les DJ techno qui sont que de la merde, qui passent que de la merde, pas que la musique c'est de la merde, mais qu'un petit garçon à côté dans un petit club, il va jouer un meilleur set et qu'il va gagner que dalle. En fait, il dit, c'est, depuis 20 ans, c'est que du marketing. Il dit, oui, mais je ne peux pas me plaindre de ce que je gagne, mais je suis content. Il me dit, je passe du bon son, c'est un plaisir, mais c'est vraiment hors proportion. Il dit, oui, Kenny Dope, mon pote, oui, lui, il a des tonnes d'argent chaque fois qu'il joue, mais sans merde. Kenny Dope lui a dit, putain, j'étais à Chicago l'autre semaine, je joue de la house pour les connards qui ne savent même pas danser. Putain, c'est nul. Toi, tu joues ce que toi, tu veux. Moi, je joue pour la foule, mais Kenny Dope lui a dit que toi, tu joues ce que tu veux. Et sauf que Kenny Dope, il va avoir 10 000 $ la soirée, lui, il va avoir 1 000 $ la soirée. Donc, il dit à Kenny, mais pourquoi tu continues alors? Ben bon, c'est évident la raison pour laquelle il continue. Mais il dit non, mais je suis content avec ce que j'ai. Je suis largement bien payé pour passer des disques. Mais c'est vrai que c'est quand même un peu abusé, certains DJ, quoi. What's the, I know this is kind of classic question, but one of our friends wanted to ask it. Je pose une question assez classique, mais bon, tout le monde veut savoir. What's the most you've ever paid for a record? And what's your most expensive record in your collection at the moment? C'est quoi le plus que tu as jamais payé pour un disque? Et c'est quoi le disque le plus cher dans ta collection?
3,000 for Mellow Madness, and that's the most expensive one in my collection at the moment. Oh, I just bought it a few months ago, yeah.
Mellow Madness? 3 000, Save the Youth, 3 000 livres sterling il a payé et qu'il a toujours. Donc c'est le plus cher et il a toujours. And what was so special about that? What record? Qu'est-ce qui était si spécial? Pour toi, qu'est-ce qui était si spécial pour ce disque? What was so special about that?
I just fucking heard it and thought, Jesus Christ, what a fucking record. And then tried to get it, find it for 6 months. My mate, who was a collector, heard it, wouldn't sell it, offered him 1,000, offered him 2,000, wouldn't he sell it? And I was like, oh, what a fucking tune, I've got to have that, Ken, I've got to play it. Nobody knew it, none of the collectors. I went worldwide everywhere, you know. I know about like fucking hundreds of collectors in the States, so nobody ever heard of the fucking record. I was like, never heard of it, never heard of it. So then I phones the guy's wife up in the afternoon and says, oh, tell him I'll give him £3,000 for that fucking Mellow Madness record. I get a phone call that night, you bastards, don't ever fucking speak to my wife again. I've got to get a new fucking washing machine, a new fucking cooker. And the record's yours, but don't ever fucking phone me again. All right, then.
En fait, il a dit, il a pris 6 mois pour trouver ses disques. En fait, il a téléphoné partout, il a entendu, il le voulait. Des centaines de collectionneurs aux États-Unis qu'il connaissait. Il a trouvé le mec qu'il avait. Il avait téléphoné à la femme. Il a dit à la femme, je donne ton mari 3 000 livres sterling pour ça. Donc, elle a pété un plomb. Donc, elle a dit oui. Donc, le mec, il a vendu. Puis, le mec l'a rappelé après en disant, ne me téléphone plus jamais, putain, maintenant. Il faut que j'achète une nouvelle machine à laver, un nouveau four. Ma femme pète un plomb parce qu'elle ne savait pas que j'avais un disque qui valait autant et que, ok, garde le disque, prends soin, mais ne me rappelle plus jamais, quoi. C'est le truc des femmes. Just finish off, we want to talk about a little bit more about you, because we always talk about music linked to you, but what about Keb the man? On va parler de Keb l'homme. Parce qu'en fait, on parle souvent de musique, mais on parle jamais de Keb, quoi. On parle jamais de lui. Et moi, je veux savoir, par exemple, il est écossais, donc il doit aimer le foot, quoi. Il a aimé, je sais pas, d'autres trucs. I mean, we always talk about music. What about Keb? Well, I mean, obviously the martial arts thing, but I mean, do you like football? Apart from going out doing your music, what do you do? What's your hobbies? I mean, you know, c'est qui Keb, quoi? Il aime le foot ou quoi? Do you like football? I mean, obviously.
No. I used to follow Celtic and all that, but
yeah.
Fuck, look, I was from Celtic. I got a fucking wrist cut there when I was 14. That put me off football.
En fait, il dit, je suis plus le foot parce qu'il me montre une énorme bosse sur sa tête quand il suivait Celtic à Glasgow, donc d'une bagarre avec des hooligans. Donc il a une énorme bosse, une cicatrice sur la tête. Il a pris un bar de fer dans le poignet. Donc il a dit, à 14 ans, j'ai arrêté de suivre le foot. Fuck football, il dit, laisse tomber.
No, it's all right now, it's all peaceful. I didn't bother though. Martial arts, I do Iaido, which is like sword fighting, sword.
Iaido, il fait toujours, donc c'est avec les sabres.
Aikido.
Aikido.
Aikido, which is to do the attack.
Aikido.
All that. I love all that. I'm studying Japanese.
Il étudie les japonais.
I was going to be a history teacher. I went to university to be a history teacher, and I thought, fuck that, I don't want to teach. I hate fucking kids. I want to beat them all up.
Il allait être un prof d'histoire, mais il disait, putain, laisse tomber, je déteste les gamins, quoi, je peux pas les enseigner. Il a fait un an de prof d'histoire, il disait, non, je peux pas les saquer, les gamins, donc il a laissé tomber.
But I still loved history, so.
Mais il adore l'histoire.
Gigantic library of history. I've been reading history for long, long time, and I find it fascinating.
Donc en fait, il adore l'histoire, il a énormément de bouquins sur l'histoire, il lit encore, mais bon, il pouvait pas se porter d'enseigner, mais il adore l'histoire, et voilà, voilà ses intérêts, donc c'est tout ce qui est arts martiaux, c'est l'histoire. And what about you? You've got, have you still live near the Arsenal ground in London? You've got a house there?
From my bedroom window, you can see the new ground they're building, and I write out the window, that'll be nice.
En fait, il habite à côté du stade d'Arsenal à Londres, donc, and you've got a house, you're doing it up, or you, I mean, en fait, il retape sa maison.
I was doing it up because my wife was going to move back in, but it doesn't look like she is now. It looks like the divorce number 3 is on the cards.
Really?
There'll be some nice records on the go soon.
En fait, il y a divorce numéro 3 qui arrive. Il voulait retaper sa maison pour que sa femme revienne. En fait, je pense pas qu'elle va revenir. Il a dit, il a des bons disques à vendre bientôt. Il dit, il dit, c'est les femmes.
You marry them and they're like, hey, they're all happy with what I do. And then after 3 or 4 years, when are you going to stop DJing? I'm like, what's my life? Yeah, but you're always away, you're never here, you're with other women all the time. And I'm like, no, I'm away playing records. And then 3 or 4 years, and oh, I can't take it anymore. Either stop or we're divorcing. All right then.
En fait, c'est les femmes, en fait, elles supportent pas qu'il soit DJ. Donc, en fait, au début, c'est génial, ouais, c'est un DJ. En fait, quand ils commencent à partir, à voyager, c'est, ouais, tu es jamais là, on n'a pas de temps ensemble, tu dois coucher avec d'autres femmes. Il dit, non, moi, je suis juste DJ. Et à bout d'un moment, il dit, bah, ouais, c'est mon boulot, tu m'as connu comme ça. Donc, en fait, au bout de 3-4 ans, les femmes, elles en ont marre. Et elles disent, bah, soit tu arrêtes, soit tu t'en divorces. Donc, il est, bah, on va divorcer, alors, parce que je vais pas arrêter, quoi. He's not going to stop DJing, that's his job.
Yeah, that's me, isn't it? Fair enough. Yeah. Someone one day that'll.
Et tu vas rencontrer quelqu'un un jour qui va apprécier le fait qu'il soit DJ, qui va rester avec lui. So I mean, you've lived in London for 26 years.
Aye.
Il habite à Londres depuis 26 ans. Il est quand même écossais. I mean, do you feel Londoner? Do you sound Londonais ou jamais? J'ai vu ses yeux, donc il m'a fait non, mais jamais. J'ai posé la question. No, I know you're still a Scot, but I mean, you're there for 26 years. You must like something about it. Il aime quelque chose de Londres, même s'il m'a fait des yeux d'enragé là. J'ai peur.
You're serious, aren't you? I mean, it's very useful. That's it. But
très utile pour le boulot.
Civilized. I know that. I wish I could live in Scotland or somewhere civilized and do the same thing, but I can't do it. You know. And I do like the fact that I can go out and, oh fuck, I'll need some of these, and go out and get, you know, ooh, like I collect 50s clothes and shit like that. I like the old, I'll collect rockabilly and do up as well, but I never play it out because nobody's going to like it apart from me and a few others yet. But they were,
eh?
50s stuff, aye, clothes and furniture and all that, aye.
En fait, un petit scoop, hein. En fait, il collectionne des fringues et des meubles des années 50, de doo-wop et tout ça, il adore ça. En fait, il a une collection aussi des disques cette époque-là, mais c'est pas très populaire, mais bon, il commence à... En fait, il dit, en fait, d'habiter à Londres, c'est très utile pour le boulot, il adorerait habiter en Écosse, mais il peut pas, il y a pas assez de scène là-bas pour les gens. Et en fait, il dit, ne jamais, je suis écossais dans mon âme, mais bon, il faut habiter à Londres. Et il dit, voilà, c'est utile, il commence une collection de doo-wop et tout ça. ils collectionnent les meubles, les fringues, et puis pour ça, c'est génial. Well, so what about this collection of 50 stuff? That's interesting.
Well, I was saying I can get that stuff in London. I couldn't get it in Scotland easy. No, I just like the clothes. I fucking hate fashion 19, whatever it was, 60 or 62. It just went for me. Everyone looks horrible since then to me. It just looks guff. Cars and all. You know, I love 50s cars. Look beautiful. Anything since then just looks like a fucking dull piece of shit. Clothes and all. Furniture and all. I don't know. There's something suddenly happened in the 60s that everything went downhill. Music was okay.
Music was okay.
Got all right, but everything else, like, you know, design and all that, just got lost, in my humble opinion. Okay. Architecture as well. There you go.
En fait, il dit que tout est, à partir de 1962, c'est très précis, tout était dans la merde en termes d'architecture, en termes de fringues, en termes de design pour les meubles. Il dit, tout le monde, je suis pas, il me dit, je déteste la mode, j'en ai rien à foutre. Moi, j'adore ce qui s'était fait dans les années 50. À part la musique après les années 60, tout le reste était de la merde. Même l'architecture, des énormes immeubles, les gratte-ciels, c'est n'importe quoi. Il adore les bagnoles des années 50. Les bagnoles maintenant, c'est que de la merde, ça ressemble à rien, c'est nul. En fait, donc il est vraiment resté dans cette époque-là, il adore les beaux objets. So you like nice objects, basically, nice
aye.
Design.
Aye. There you go, that's a straight answer.
Do you have a bit of an eye for the... Do you go to like flea markets and stuff to get that kind of stuff?
No, you wouldn't get it there. No, it's the same as records. I go to dealers and shit like that. I just got myself a nice new Hamilton watch, then the first electronic watch on the planet. You know them ones...
Yeah.
They were it in that film. What's that film, Men in Black? They were Hamiltons and all that. I just got one on eBay yesterday. I won it. I'm like, hey, I had one before and it died.
Okay.
And I've been looking for one ever since and I found another one because it's a gorgeous design.
En fait, il adore les beaux objets. Il vient d'acheter une montre Hamilton des années 50 sur eBay. Il paye assez cher. En fait, il adore ça. Donc, en fait, c'est la même chose pour les disques, pour les meubles et pour tout ça. Il passe par les collectionneurs, en fait. Il passe par les sites. Donc, en fait, Kedda, j'adore les beaux objets, le mobilier et la décoration et l'architecture. Voilà. Le côté doux. So, you're not as mad and crazy as everyone makes out, actually. You're very kind of poised.
I was mad and crazy.
Well, alors... J'ai dit, en fait, l'image qu'il est fou, qu'il est... En fait, c'est pas du tout vrai, il est très posé et tout. Il me dit, il me regarde, il me dit, mais qu'est-ce que tu racontes? Je suis très civilisé, je suis très civilisé jeune homme, et puis il ajoute un vieux homme maintenant. Voilà. OK, well, Keb, it was a pleasure.
It was a pleasure for me.
C'était un plaisir. Voilà, on va arrêter parce que ça fait beaucoup de temps. Et thanks ever so much. We're going to stop because it's a long, we could talk for hours. And get a drink. Merci beaucoup.
Thank you. Very nice.
Can you
do my shout-outs?
You can do your shout-outs.